finally, a plan in Europe, perhaps. Let's bring in David Levy. He's the chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center. David Levy, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Oh, thank you, Pam. It's great to be here.
Let's start with the economy because, you know, all these deals, it's like tinkering with the instruments on a plane that isn't necessarily taking off. What's the economy like in Europe right now? We were talking to Danny Blanchflower of Dartmouth College earlier today. He says he thinks Europe is in a recession.
If they're not, they're very close and on their way in. You know, there are a lot of pretty nasty things going on in the background away from all the political efforts to deal with the financial crisis.
Tell us about some of
them. One of them is there's a credit crunch. You know, we had obviously severe tightening of our banking lending standards during our recession and for quite a while after. And then we had our banks finally start to back off, ease up a little bit. In Europe, they've continued tightening. And now with the pressure to improve their capital ratios, there's new pressure to shrink balance sheets, which means, among other things, cutting back even more severely on lending.
But this doesn't seem to have affected investors, or at least they don't seem to be paying attention. I mean, one of the figures that I noted was that about 50% of all corporate lending that takes place in Latin America is done by European banks. And over 90% of the lending that's done in Eastern Europe, for example, is done by European banks.
Yeah, they have an enormous footprint there. It's interesting. If you look at U.S. bank assets, they're equal to about 100% of U.S. GDP. If you look at Eurozone bank assets, they're equal to about 225% of Eurozone GDP. And then you can even extend it, look at U.K. Banks, which are about 500% of GDP. So there's enormous extension of the European banking system, which both, as you were kind of, I think, hinting, you know, presents direct problems for funding in other parts of the world, but it also represents a really oversized challenge to the countries to back up their banks when they get into trouble.
Well, they said with this plan, the leader said with this plan, that it's going to be finalized by early December to get the full program. Is that going to be the case?
Well, you know, this is going to be an evolving agreement. I'm not a, you know, going to make any political forecast. That's getting a little bit beyond my, you know, my already challenging world. But, you know, it's very clear there are a lot of tough issues. One of them is, all right, what conditions are going to be attached to lending to the countries that need to access this expanded EFSF, liquidity fund that's being created for sovereigns and to some extent for banks. You know, the more tightening by governments in order to get whatever funding they can get, the more it just aggravates the private sector problems and feeds back. You know, this goes, if I can just jump in to another point for a second, you know, the fundamental problem behind all the European misery right now is that balance sheets in the private sector became way overgrown, not just in one cycle, but as in the United States over many business cycles, except the problem's worse in Europe. And when now they're going through a long-term, multi-year balance sheet contraction, and that completely undermines the ability of the private sector to generate profits by itself and function. So what happens? Revenues fall out. All the governments start having deficit problems. All the banks start having loan loss problems. And it's really just a problem that feeds on itself.
I want to thank you very much. David Levy, he's the chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center.